I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner joining me. He made the trek up the hill in the snow. And good morning, Chief Shaner.
Hiya. It's not raining, but we're getting some snow, so some people might not be happy when I come out and it's precipitating in some form.
I would take I would rather take the rain at this point.
See, I'm the other way around. If it's going to be cold, I'd rather have snow. Cold rain's not so fun.
Rain doesn't make me go into the ditch.
Yeah, it could. It could.
Less likely.
Yes, less likely. it's an interesting morning.
Or get stuck in driveways. You know, thank you, Dave Mast. I had to give him a shout out there.
So this morning, you know, with the schools being closed, if you're able to, stay home for a little bit. The road crews are out. It's just going to take them a little bit. When it's coming down like it was when I was on my way out here, I can't see out the window right now to see what it's like. But, you know, the crews have a hard time keeping up. You know, if you've ever watched video, the newscasts up in Cleveland, when it's coming down in the snow belt, it's crazy. And we get a little dose of that. Probably not anywhere near, but you know, it was coming quite hard for a while. Road crews got to get out. Luckily, it's not crazy cold.
19.
So the material that they're putting down on the road, it'll work. Just takes a little bit for it to work.
But if it's snowing hard, that struggles.
Yeah, it's hard whenever you're having a hard time keeping up. But they're out working. I believe, you know, the village, I know the county's out. ODOT's out. I know the village is out too. So at least in my general area, that kind of covers everybody here around here. You know, when I came into town this morning, I seen a lot of the private companies that do the snow removal in the parking lots and stuff. Those guys were all out. So there's a lot of people trying to tend to the snow and the ice removal. If you can give them time, give them time.
Does Millersburg have snow streets?
Yes. We have some designated. We don't normally, unless it's a major snow. And then it's more for, like, if we put in the parking ban for the downtown, a lot of times that's more for when you get so much snow, it gets piled up, and we got to have room to be able to remove the snow actually from, like, the side streets and stuff, side of the streets. But it is, you know, when it comes down, we don't put a ban. I'm going to guess.
I think maybe, I've had it once in the whole time I've been here.
Yeah, maybe once or twice. It's not a common thing.
But I think some people see the signs and they don't understand what that is.
Yeah, so, I mean, the way the sign's worded, it's over 2 inches. You're not supposed to be on the street. You know, and that just gives the plows more room to work and allows you allows them to clear the areas where the vehicles would park. Because obviously if a snowplow comes down and they push the snow all the way or as close as they can to the curb, it starts pushing, the snow pile starts pushing out into the street, which then puts the cars parked on the street out and further in the street. And we got to make sure at least the traffic way is cleared. Let's face it, a lot of the side streets in town aren't wide.
What?
As it goes. And then you add in the snow moving the car parked out. It's not something that we get heavily handed with. Like I said, it has to be a pretty major monumental snow. And the street department, they do a good job. They snag when they're out. If they see, you know, two or three cars have moved and it's, you know, something they can get in with the plow, they'll scoop it out as good as they can and get things cleaned up as best they can. So, you know, luckily we've had a little break in between each of these systems so that we can get things cleaned up pretty good. And like yesterday was a nice sunny day. It wasn't crazy warm, but the sun hitting the blacktop, hitting the concrete on the sidewalks, that just helps immensely, especially when you put the salt and the material down to help melt it. So we get a little break in between each thing and we can clear things up a little bit better. And, you know, the street guys, all the road crews, the counties, the townships, they all do the best they can. I think they do a really good job. You hear a lot of people talk about, you know, with ODOT, you can definitely tell where the county line is. Because Holmes County definitely takes care. ODOT takes care
attest.
Of the roads. You know, and the county does a great job. And I think our village does a great job, too. So everybody's out trying to do the best they can. Sometimes you got to give a little time. It's also, you know, kind of hard whenever there's a lot of traffic to get things out. The traffic's one of those things where the warmth from the traffic helps with the material. But then you got to also remember that it kind of slows down the plowing process, because if traffic's snarled, the trucks aren't going to be moving. But, you know, it's just an ongoing thing. If we have no traffic and we're out spreading salt and things like that, yeah, it's going to work, but doesn't seem to work as good as whenever there's some traffic getting that material moved in. You know, then the downfall is we end up with some slush, which slush obviously makes things pretty slick too. So the road crews do the best they can with what they got, and I feel they do a really good job.
And now I know a lot of times people don't realize, like, you guys have police officers out all night long. So if they see the roads starting to get bad, it's teamwork. They could be like, hey guys, the roads are starting to get really bad.
Yeah. We're I think ODOT and I believe the county, I'm not positive with the county. They have people that sometimes stay out through the night, and then that way they can call the people in. We don't normally do that. What we have is our officers are out on duty, and when things start getting slick, they call, you know, the street superintendent, and he starts getting people in here. It's just, to me, it's really crazy how, like, 4 to 5, probably 2:30, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, it seems like we get some bursts of snow. And we do, we call. But, you know, that time of the morning, it still takes those guys a little bit of time to get here. And by that time they get in here and they're rolling, you know, they're kind of a little behind the ball. But they usually get themselves caught up. They get it overcome. It's just one of those things. We don't have a designated person with the village that, you know, is on snow watch, I guess, per se. And it takes a little bit of time for the guys to stay out. Now, once they're out, if they need more people, you know, they'll call whoever they need to call in. They may only call one or two at the beginning, get some of the hilly streets, the ones that are pretty bad. We got to get them cleaned up pretty quick. And then they'll call more, basically call their reinforcements in. But yeah, for the most part, we are the first line calling in for the snow removal.
Always the first line.
Yes.
Back with Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner, and we've been talking snow. That's kind of the big theme here for today. Is there anything else we need to mention happening in town, as you know, we're heading into 2025? We haven't chatted since like very early December for at Share Christmas.
Yep.
And so we're entering into the new year.
Just right now, the big thing is the weather. You know, there's supposed to be a pretty nasty cold snap coming first part of the week, with some more snow over the weekend, I believe. You know, just use patience. Everybody knows how traffic is in town when the weather's nice. And when the weather's bad, it's going to be the same. You know, it does delay some people. You know, the weekends, thankfully, some people don't get up and get rip-roaring whenever they, you know, like they would normally do if the weather's nice. So, you know, like I said, if you don't need to be in a hurry first thing in the morning and we've gotten a snow overnight, give a little time. The road crews get out, they get going, takes a little bit of time for things to work, takes a little bit of time for them to get around. You know, the side streets in town are not the top priority for the village crews. There's a few that are that, you know, have pretty nasty hills. They try to hit those, you know, first thing, first round. But we try to get the main roads cleaned up. Luckily, we have ODOT that also helps as they're cruising through town, taking their stuff out into the county along their state routes and around their driving routes. So we get a little bit of help from them, but we don't have a massive crew. But
they do good.
They do the best they can. You know, I keep threatening them that I'll hop in a snow plow and drive, and nobody seems to be overly excited about letting me do that.
I heard it's very hard to drive. Like, everybody, so I'll plow, but like, I have heard it is a lot of coordination.
I'm sure it's
hard to do.
I'm sure it's not as easy. I definitely would not want to be around parked cars.
Anything. Give me the open road, I'll be all right.
I'd probably be better off working for like ODOT out in the county. Where the roads are nice, you know, get some wider roads and got some room. But, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like everything else. You learn how to do it. But, yeah, I might be a passenger in a snowplow truck someday, but I'm really thinking I don't have a CDL, so that eliminates me from the rotation of being snow removal.
Oh, you guys don't have pickup trucks in?
They have a couple, but I'm still thinking
they're probably like, you just stay in your police car, Chief.
I'll clean some sidewalks or something. I don't know.
Well, that's another thing, cleaning your sidewalks.
Yep. Get to them when you can get to them. You know, that's the big thing. It's the property owner, the resident's responsibility to clean the sidewalks in the neighborhood. Yeah, we do the best where our sidewalks are, but there again, those are even a lower priority for our guys to get stuff cleaned. Last week, the administrator, his assistant, and I were cleaning the sidewalk at the office because the crews were out, you know, taking care of the streets. So obviously, the streets are a higher priority than the sidewalks, and they get around to them. You know, they work their hours. They plow. Load up, dump the salt, take care of their business, and they keep moving on. They got to take their breaks. They got to have their rest periods, just like anybody else. So, you know, when you're working with a smaller crew, it's hard. If the guys have worked all day and then, you know, we get an evening snow, then some of them got to come back in. But we take care of it. They take care of it.
And, you know, it's these times where there's snow and cold weather, you know, check on your elderly friends, neighbors, relatives.
Yep, very much so. If you're able to go over and remove the snow for them.
If you got a young kid, send them over to do it.
convince them that it's, you know, too cold. They don't need to be out. And just, you know, check on them, see if they need anything. And take care of it. Take care, you know, even your neighbors. Reach out to your neighbors if they're there and you haven't seen them. You know, it's just the neighborly thing to do. And it's not safe a lot of times for elderly to be out and about. You always get the ones that are, you know, I've done this for X
all
amount
my
of
life.
Years. I'm going to keep doing it. And that's fine and dandy. But, you know.
Shoveling causes like the most heart attacks in the winter
or
something like that. It's crazy.
There's all kinds of talk about, you know, how shoveling's bad for your health and all that stuff. And it's rough on you. And, you know, it's a lot better to just, if you can, just push it. I personally have found that I use a leaf blower a lot. But that also depends on the snow. If we get the heavy, wet snow, leaf blower ain't going to do anything.
I got lucky last time. There were some guys going around shoveling people's driveways to help raise money for their mom whose home had been in a fire. And I'm like, I'll definitely donate some money for that.
Yep.
And so they shoveled and I didn't have to do it. And that was win-win for both
nice.
Of us.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, just take care of yourself, take care of your neighbors and check on the elderly and help them out if they need anything.
And in the really cold weather, don't forget your outdoor pets.
Yeah. Yep. Make sure they're taken care of. Bring them in. You know, the animals, they can get their paws matted up with snow and cause, you know, the freezing on their paws and stuff.
Their water freezes solid when it's as cold as it's been.
You know, it's just one of those things.
It's winter.
Yes. Happens so. Every year. Sooner or later, happens every year.
It does. We're getting a lot more snow this winter. We were talking before we got started about like snow days.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time it was early when I first started here when the schools were getting through all their snow days.
Yep.
And
we've been lucky, I think, the last couple of years just to, you know, we get a major dumping of snow. But, you know, everybody that's lived around here knows that's not normal. And at some point in time, it'll go back to normal.
I yelled at the snow the whole way in this morning. I'm not going to lie.
Yep. And it looks like it's blowing pretty good right now.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's snowing hard. I can't tell which.
I think it's both. I think it's definitely a both. So there is some drifting snow to worry about and just snow.
Yep. Make sure you have, you know, take the time, get your windshields clean.
Clean the whole thing, not just a circle.
Clean the whole vehicle. Clean, you know, that way you can clean your windshield off, and as soon as you start driving, if it's a light, fluffy snow, it just poofs into your windshield, then you can't see again.
I saw a video of a sheriff's dash cam. Somebody didn't clean off the top of their car, and the ice chunk flew and busted through his windshield.
Yep,
it was crazy.
It can happen.
It made me jump, and I wasn't even in the vehicle.
Yeah, you know, and having good wipers, that's important. You know, make sure your headlights, all your lights are working good.
And cleaned off.
Cleaned off. You know, every few days, whenever it's like this, you might want to wipe off your headlights. You know, if you're having problems, you're like, man, I can't see anything. It might be because your headlights are all crudded up just from being behind another vehicle. Or if it's been parked, it could be snow covered. Clean them off and you know, that way you can see. It's to help yourself.
I saw a thing where they said the new LED lights don't create warmth like the LEDs, old headlights.
Yeah,
so that it doesn't melt the snow at all while they're on. So you've got to, especially if you have them new LEDs, you've got to check them.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny you said that because the administrator and I talked a couple winters ago about some traffic lights that are LED now. They have to put warmers on them because the snow won't melt like the old bulbs. So, you know, if you'd see, sometimes it isn't going to matter if it's snowing that hard. But a lot of times it just in general, a snow would collect around an LED traffic light because there's not the heat that was produced before with the regular bulbs. So,
and that's not things we think about. Like
your headlights aren't something that, you know, they're on, good to go. But yeah, it's something you clean them off when you're cleaning your vehicle off.
And have them on, even if it's daylight, if it's precipitating.
When it's snowing hard, like you and I were talking earlier about when you get the big flakes and it looks like you're driving through the galaxy.
It makes me nauseous.
It's almost like driving through fog. So, you know.
Turn them on.
Just better be safe than sorry. Have
the
them
hole
on,
lights,
let
not
on.
The Parker markers.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. I
don't think that's what they called.
Parking lights.
Parker markers. All right. Well, on that note, we've got a break here. We've got some school closings to check in. You've got a meeting to get to. We've got hometown sports. So thank you for joining in with us.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, seatbelts, seatbelts, seatbelts. Make good decisions.
Pay attention.
If you don't have to be out on the roads today, stay home.
Yep. Make it easier for everybody.
It's not a good time. I have 0 stars, no, not recommended for driving today. I really need to figure out teleportation.
Yeah, it'd be a lot quicker.
And for sure, less snow. All right, we're going to take a quick little break here. We'll check with the closings and delays, and we'll have hometown sports on WKLM.